Okay, we're on the stream. This is our weekly meeting of, PMB teleconference of the Pacifica National Board. Teresa Allen's the secretary. Teresa, can you call the roll, please?
Yes. Rip Robbins.
Present.
Ambrose Lane.
Here.
A.C. Byrd.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Here.
Zarina Shakir.
She'll be back at...
I believe she said she was here, so...
She was here, and she'll be back at 9:15.
I just stepped away from the phone.
12,
okay. Sarv Randhawa.
Here.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
Present.
Mary Byrd.
Present.
LaVarne Williams. Patty Hepley.
Here.
Ray LaForest.
Here.
Thank you. Bob Lederer.
He was here.
Bob, I can't hear you. Lisa Davis.
Yes.
David Adelson.
Here.
Alan Minsky. Didn't hear Alan Minsky. Don White.
Here.
Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Teresa Allen's here. Phil Jackson.
Here.
Evelyn Bethune.
Here.
Deb Shafto.
She was here.
She was just here. So.
Do you think these people are muted?
Well, I'm telling Deb, I'm telling Zarina, I can't hear you right now. You might need to come back. I did not hear Alan Minsky, nor did I hear LaVarne Williams.
Or Bob.
Hi, Bob is here.
Oh, you're back.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We have quorum.
Okay. This meeting, this is Dave Adelson speaking. This meeting was called for two purposes only. One is the consideration of the proposed bylaws amendment regarding at-large directors, and the other was the scheduling of the next meeting. Would somebody like to propose a time limit for each segment of the meeting?
Sure. The first part, I'd like to...
10 minutes.
That's
not realistic.
Well, it depends on what we do.
20 minutes.
We know what
20 minutes. 20 minutes each item.
No.
Maximum.
No, no,
here.
20 minutes for the... Wait. Stack?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Lydia, go ahead.
I recommend 20 minutes for the bylaws and 10 minutes for the setting of the date.
Okay. Is there general consensus on that, or is there another proposal?
I like that.
Well, I'm Mary Berg here. I'm sure that we're not going to finish the bylaws amendment in 20 minutes. So
why?
I would... Because... I don't know that people's minds are totally made up, and there's been a lot of discussion, so I'd like to propose 30 minutes for that and 10 minutes for the meeting.
Oh, just keep the 20 and expand
wait,
the time if you have to.
5 minutes to extend the time, and
yeah,
it's
hello.
Time.
Order, please. So we have two proposals. We had an initial proposal of 20 minutes and a second proposal of 30. May I just... assume that both each were seconded, and may we can then just vote the two, and if 30 minutes fails, then we'll vote 20 minutes.
Mr. Chair, this is Rosalinda. I'll pull back my 20-20.
Okay. Does anybody else? That belongs to the body, and I think that I have heard that there are members of the body that would prefer 20. So objection.
Well, mine was 20-10, so which one is it?
Yeah, I think we're saying there's been no alternative suggestion for the duration of the...
There was 20, 20, 20, 10, and 20.
I'm really struggling because of a lack of sleep right now. So if you guys could help me, I'll just try and state that where we're at. I would like to hold a vote for 30 minutes for the amendment of 30 minutes for the bylaw section, and then if that fails... then we will consider 20 minutes. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. If I don't hear any objection, Teresa, can you call the roll for those in favor of allotting 30 minutes for the bylaws discussion? And we will wrap up the discussion 5 minutes before the end of time to hold the vote.
Any objections? Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit confused. This is Lydia Brazan's
proposal. No.
Mary, 30.
Mary Berg's amendment that it be 30 minutes.
30 and 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there objection?
Yeah, I want 20.
there is objection? Okay.
Yes. I'm not going to stop it.
Did you just call the roll, Teresa?
Okay. Deb Shapto? Deb Shapto. Can't hear it. Evelyn Bethune.
No.
Phil Jackson.
No.
Teresa Allen. Yes. Lydia Brisson.
Pass.
Pass. Don White. Don White.
Pass.
I don't think Alan's here. David, is he? Lisa Davis?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Sorry, no.
No need to be sorry. Patty Heffley? Patty
no.
Heffley? No. Okay. LaVarn Williams?
Pass.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
No.
Sar Rendawa?
Pass.
Serena Shakir?
She will be back at the 15 after.
Right.
Okay. Rob Robinson?
No.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Rip Robbins?
Abstain.
Abstain. Back to the passes. Sarve?
Yes.
LaVarn?
I abstain.
Don?
No.
And Lydia?
Yes.
Lydia's a yes. All right, Deb Shapto? I'm not hearing Deb Shapto. Okay.
Neither is anyone else.
I thought she said she was here earlier.
I heard faint
noise. Okay. Let's just move
Teresa.
On. She's not.
Teresa, what
not
is
answering.
The count?
Move it.
Well, it failed. So.
Five, yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, no.
Given that the 30-minute proposal failed, is there any objection to adopting 20 minutes for the bylaws amendment and 10 to schedule the next meeting?
Where are they?
No.
Oh, just move on. When it's
hearing presented. No objection, that's what we'll do. So what I'd like to do is have a reading of the amendment from one of the directors who have presented it, and then we'll alternate comments, pro and con, for basically 15 minutes. And at 5 minutes before the end of the time allotted, we'll move to a vote. And may we agree that people will keep their comments to, let's say, 90 seconds, and that way in 15 minutes we can get, I think, 5 of each in?
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. So who is presenting the motion
Lydia.
For the directors? Lydia, would you go ahead, please?
There shall be, okay, this is Section 5, Article 5, Section 1C of the bylaws. Shall be amended to read as follows. There shall be a minimum of 22 and a maximum of 24 directors of the foundation. The board of directors shall fix by resolution from time to time the exact number of directors within the minimum and maximum numbers permitted herein. The board shall have equal representation from each of the foundation's 5 radio stations. The delegates from the 5 foundation radio stations shall each elect 4 directors and 4 directors, 3 of whom shall be listener-sponsored delegates, and 1 of whom shall be a staff delegate, for a total of 20 station representative directors, as set forth in Section 3 of this article of the bylaws. In addition, the board shall elect 2 affiliate representative directors from nominees submitted as set forth in Section 4 of this article of the bylaws. If the board by resolution fixes the number of directors at 23 or 24, then 1 or 2 additional directors, respectively, shall be nominated and elected as at-large directors, as set forth in Section 5 of this article of the bylaws. Now, Article 5, Section 5, shall be amended to read as follows. Under nomination and election of at-large directors, A, nomination, in the event that the board resolves that there shall be 23 or 24 foundation directors, then there shall be one or two at-large directors, respectively, elected each year. Candidates for election as an at-large director shall be nominated by majority vote of the delegates from a minimum of three radio stations, with the delegates from each station area voting separately by station area. Nominations shall be submitted in writing to the foundation secretary, together with the nominee's resume and a statement of his or her interest in serving as the director of the foundation by a date set by board resolution. The foundation secretary shall forward to all directors all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than 14 days after the date set by the board. Election. At the next board meeting following the submission of nomination materials to the board, but no sooner than 7 days after said submission, the directors present and voting, excluding any then current affiliate representative or at-large directors from the vote, shall elect one or two at-large directors, depending on the number previously authorized by the board, from the nominees submitted by the delegates. If the election is for one at-large director, it shall use the instant runoff voting method. If the election is for two at-large directors, it shall use the single transferable voting method. The at-large director shall serve for a one-year term, which shall commence immediately upon his or her election.
Okay, and do you want to give the Reader's Digest version of it, the gist and the motivation of it?
Well, the motivation is simply to allow us some flexibility. As you can see from reading that and the other, you know, and the rest of our whole bylaws process for nominating said at-large director, it's a really elaborate process. It's something that would be very, very difficult to abuse, given that three of the LSBs and the delegates from the LSBs would have to approve it, and they're the ones involved in the nomination process, etc. It simply gives us some flexibility. Now, certainly this came out of this year's very close call in terms of CPB and the diversity issue on the board, but that was not the sole intent at the time that this was conceived in the bylaws. There are many reasons. Number one, we don't have resumes that we ask our delegates to have, so we don't know what expertise we have and what is lacking on the board. So there might be a particular area of expertise. We didn't take advantage of this year. And so I doubt very much, it's hard for me to imagine that someone could successfully use this with political intent. But I can see several scenarios where we might really have a legitimate void on the board beyond the diversity issue, although that's not to be minimized. And so all this does is allow us the flexibility. If we do it at a different time outside of an election cycle, it's going to be far more costly, twice as much, as a matter of fact, simply because we don't have the ballots to have it adjunct to. And by February, if the January board finds us deficient in some area, it's too late to pass the bylaws at that time, because when we have to start nominating and electing the at-large is in February. We have specific deadlines in the bylaws that preclude us from starting this process again.
Okay, so to summarize this motion, the impact of this amendment would expand by one, from one to two, the number of at-large members that the board could set. And those members would have to be nominated by majority vote of three of the five station boards, or delegate assemblies. What's going to happen to this motion is, if it is approved by a majority of the directors on this call, then within the next month, the delegate assemblies of each station will meet and vote on it. And if three of the five of them approve it, it will be included in, I believe, the election materials as a bylaws amendment that the membership will have to vote on and approve. So that's where we are in the process, and Lydia's motivated the motion. So we'll start with anyone who would like to speak opposed to the amendment. Who would like to speak opposed?
I will speak opposed, Mary Berg.
Go ahead. You have 90 seconds.
The reason that we did it was, of course, that that's how it came up. Lydia spoke of that needs might arise. If we have areas of expertise we need, we can always consult with people. We can consult with people on an ad hoc basis for whatever we need. I really don't see any reason to do this whatsoever. And I'm sorry, I really respect the people who put it forth, and I love you all, but I cannot support this in any way. This is, and I'm sorry, but it is harking back to what happened with the hijacker days. And it was done, and we need more voices from the stations. We're not going to get a bigger board to do it, obviously. That's not the point. But if we did, it would be something with from the actual five stations, because that's what is more is mostly needed and what was lacking for a long time. So for without it, the fact that it's cheap to do it now isn't a reason to do it at all. I see that no matter at what the cost, it's something that I would certainly oppose doing, and I hope someone will be more articulate than I. There are so many good reasons not to do this, and I haven't articulated them.
Thank you. Who would like to speak in favor?
Don White.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm going to vote for this partly because I would like to see the five signal areas have a chance to vote yes or no. I think we should refer it to the LSBs and allow them to be the final arbiters. I will say, and I hope this is not heresy, because I will say my ardor for this has waned somewhat since I joined my colleagues in supporting it. The motivation for me was the issue of diversity and a funding crisis that we saw looming. But I think Lydia motivated this very well. I think that those issues have become less pressing to us, but I think it's possibly something that our LSBs might evaluate and see as a good backup plan that could be useful at some time in the future. I think they probably have a PNB that they trust much more than the PNBs and the administrations that were referred to by Mary. So I'm going to vote for this, but partly because I think the LSB should be the final arbiters, and if in their wisdom they think this is a good idea, they should have the chance to move it along.
Thank you. Who would like to speak opposed?
Patty.
Go ahead.
I'm very concerned about this resolution, because as a board of 22, we're quite expensive at this time already. Adding two more people is an increase of 8%, which is a fair amount. The idea of adding them for the detail, issues of diversity and everything, to me, is a Band-Aid. We have not done our work on the local level. The stations, LSBs, have rather done infighting instead of oversight, and the committees of inclusion and the community advisory boards are not functional, and this is just the way that they don't have to be functional. And I think that if the boards, LSBs, were more inclined to do the oversight of the foundation and to get these committees going in the name of diversity, we would have a much healthier board and not this Band-Aid, which I'm concerned about. If we need experts, we can ask consultants, or maybe the boards will try to recruit some better people. And as the board gets better, better people will come. But I don't think you can do it this way. Thanks.
Thank you. Who would like to speak in favor of the amendment? Hold on a second. Zarina, since you just arrived, we are spending another 4 minutes on statements pro and con, for and against the amendment, and then we'll be moving to vote on the amendment. So
okay.
If you can just hang with us.
No problem.
Who would like to speak in favor of the amendment?
Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, well, besides all the reasons that Lydia gave, and I think the question of expertise is not something to minimize, because it's not the same to just get someone to consult on a brief basis as it is to have their ongoing presence, particularly if a year comes up where there's no one with financial knowledge on the board. But besides all that, I think the question of inclusion of different communities is absolutely vital, above and beyond any CPB requirements. And we look at national questions facing Pacifica around things like dealing with the immigration issues, dealing with the repression of Arabs and Muslims in this country, and we have to look at our board and see if it's truly representative. And sometimes the local boards don't have people themselves, or people are not eligible because they have to have served a year on the local board before they're elected to the national, or there's other considerations in the local election to the national board. So there's a lot of reasons you may end up with a national board that's not as representative as it needs to be to confront the issues the foundation should deal with a well-rounded group of people. And we need that flexibility to have a second at-large person to fill those gaps.
Thank you. Who would like to speak in opposition to the amendment?
Okay. We've
already heard two.
No, we're going to continue while we have time. We actually have time for one more pro and one more con. Levon, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm speaking. I do not think this motion is or this bylaws change is necessary. I think this is an insult to the people who struggled in 1999. And since then, because this is exactly what happened with the board, that the cabal that was running the foundation, where they chose to add directors at will, not from any listening community or signal area, but based on how that person lined up in terms of politically with their philosophy, which we assume was to sell the station, and which we know led to almost bankruptcy of the foundation with over $4 million in debt. So, you know, those who choose to ignore history, you know, as they say, are doomed to repeat it. And I believe this is exactly what this is doing. Also, it's basically an insult to the whole bylaws process, which many of the listeners, the supporters, the ones who had gone through a struggle, put in the time to make this come out. And that this arbitrarily at directors in this manner is basically an insult to the board, to the foundation, to the bylaws, and not to mention the additional cost involved in adding these two directors. Thank you.
And the last in favor,
Jay Ray.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, this is Ray.
I know.
I think I'm really surprised about the remarks that I just heard. People can disagree on how to move forward. I had some pretty damn good argument about why we should have that. And I'm amazed that we have to resort to, maybe people were not around in 1999 when this was taking place, but I was. And I can tell you there were serious differences. This board added individuals without consulting anybody. There were no local board voice to be heard. In WBAI, we nominated Leslie Kagan, and they refused to seat her at first. And the board nominated an individual, and we called that individual, and the national board refused to let that individual step down. There are amazing amount of differences. So I wish the hysterical stuff would stop, and that people present us with, and if you're going to talk about financial stuff, let's give us some numbers, and let's weigh that against the potential benefits. This provision existed before, has never been used, and I don't necessarily think that it's going to be used now. It is, as Lydia said, a measure to be careful, and that is all it is. And I wish we would vote on a different basis than what we just heard.
Thank you very much, Ray. We're at time for the item, and so we're going to move to a vote. Teresa, will you please call the roll?
All righty.
So a vote yes is a vote in favor of amending the bylaws, and to remind, the process, if the board approves it, is that three of the five delegate assemblies must approve it, and then the listener membership as a whole must approve it, or the membership as a whole must approve it. So a vote yes is in favor of passing, you know what I'm saying. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start with Phil Jackson.
No.
Sorry. All right. Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
Teresa Allen says pass. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Don White?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
I'll pass.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Zarina.
Ray LaForest.
Pass.
Patty Heffley. Patty Heffley, you're muted. Can't hear you. LaVarne Williams.
No.
Patty says no.
Thank you, Patty. Mary Berg.
No.
Rosalinda.
Yes.
Sar Rondawa?
No.
Zarina Shakir?
I'm sorry, I found myself off the call. Where are we at?
We're voting on the bylaws amendment.
A vote yes is to amend the bylaws as per the amendment put forward by the six directors. A vote no is not to do so.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Rob Robinson?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Teresa Allen says no. Alan Minsky?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
All right.
Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Before the vote is registered, Don White here, I'd like to change my vote to no.
All right. All right. Greg Guma is on this call, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I did not state that when I took the roll.
Lonnie's here too.
Thank you, Lonnie. Sorry. All right, the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, no.
It's up to Dave.
Dave.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah. Having been through all the intricacies of the prior battle and knowing full well that this bears no resemblance to them, I very happily vote yes in favor of the amendment.
All right.
Thank you.
And this just requires a majority?
A majority followed by a vote of a majority of the delegates and then of the delegate assemblies followed by a majority of the listener members.
But Dave, this is Lydia. May I just address something about that vote?
Go ahead.
Okay, it's very important, and this is why we didn't get the corresponding votes that we needed during the past effort to change a bylaw, that it be the majority of the full assembly. In other words, it's not the majority of just those in attendance, but the majority of all of the delegates, your full LSB delegates, as opposed to simply the majority in attendance for that meeting. So it's very important to stress attendance for whatever meeting, and it's it has to be done within this calendar month. So schedule your meetings accordingly, and please instruct all of your chairs to the specific terms, and reread the bylaws as well.
Mary, point of information?
Oh, I have a point of information, too.
Okay, we'll
and
go
I do
to
too.
Lisa, Mary, Alan, and then we need to move to the next agenda item. Lisa?
When it goes to the full assembly, it will be going, I'm assuming, because as we have the votes for the LSBs and stuff, it will be a part of that, or?
Well, the delegate assemblies are technically a different body than the LSB, although it's the same group of people.
So
there has to be a special delegates meeting from each station signal area where this vote is taken.
And that has to be notified that way. Also.
Maybe I didn't, because I thought I had the full assembly. In other words, after the LSBs or the delegates, then it goes to the... I thought I understood it to go after that. It goes to the listeners, right? Or...
Correct. If a majority, if three or more of the five delegate assemblies approve it, then it will go in a mailing to the listeners.
That's what I meant.
Assemblies turn it down, then the listeners won't have an opportunity to vote on it.
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering. Okay,
Mr.
so I didn't know it would be a part of the vote coming up.
Yes, Teresa.
Who takes the next step of...
I thought that it was something about the record keeping. I'll put that as a
point of
information. I was trying to make that point. Thanks. That's a point of information, Teresa, so I'll put that after the other two that are in line.
Sorry.
Mary and Alan, go ahead.
Yes, our board had already, I thought somehow the PNB had voted on. I'm not sure how we ran the announcements daily, all over the place, and then we duly voted, and we voted unanimously against this. Now, do we have to do this again?
Yes.
I believe so, yes. But we will, we can send out in writing the detailed process that now needs to take place, and we don't need to do that at this time on this call.
Well, it's that we already voted, and that's, I just
right.
want the clarification you're saying. Are
that's
you sure that we have
now.
To vote again? That's
I am not certain, but
okay.
we will check on that, and we'll send out the information after we've done the formal check. I don't have it in front of me right now. Alan.
Yeah, okay. So basically, when an LSB votes, you need a majority of the 24 members, so 13 people to vote. Why is that not true of the PNB? Because we just voted 11.
Right.
So it would have to be 12.
That's the way. Well, first of all, at the moment, the PNB comprises only 21 members, so it is an absolute majority of existing membership.
Okay.
But it's just, I will check that in the bylaws as well. But as I say, this is a majority of the actual membership of the board. Teresa.
I think so that we all go step off on the same foot in this process that somebody, perhaps someone that voted yes, should perhaps write the procedure. So I mean, I know on the last vote, some of it didn't even get to the LSBs. They didn't even get around to voting on it in time.
What I would like to suggest is that we request our council to provide detailed instructions based on the bylaws, because we want it to be, every T crossed and I dotted. And I think, is there any objection to a request to our council to...
I don't see the need.
You think it's unambiguous?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Unless those of us who are the directors that sponsored this, when we come up with the directions, which we would include the wording in the bylaws, but the bylaws are really, at least from this point on, are very clear. We could certainly copy counsel, have him review it, but I don't think it's necessary to ask him to put it together.
That sounds fine. And we can revisit the issue at our next meeting in terms of the procedures. But that's not actually on our agenda, and we've exceeded our time for this item. So if there's no objection, I'd like to suggest we'll add the mechanics to our an update on the mechanics of the bylaws amendment to our next agenda, and move forward to the scheduling
Dave,
of the meeting.
That'll be too late for some of the LSB assemblies that have to notice this meeting. This would all have to be done immediately over the weekend. It can't wait. So cannot wait till the next meeting.
Okay. In that case, let me just see. So your recommendation is that the proposing directors will summarize the process, email it to the board, and take charge of transmitting it to the chairs of the delegate assemblies, copying our executive director and our corporate counsel so that they can ensure that everything that's being described is accurate.
Yes, and if I may ask, aside, KPFK's LSB is on Wednesday, and I heard someone else say Thursday. Is that BAI?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anyone meeting on Tuesday, any LSBs? Okay, so that kind of gives us
Mary
Berg, can hear back by Tuesday.
Point of information?
Mary, I'm going to ask. Hang
well,
on, Mary.
Just the point of information. I want to know
understand,
what happened.
Mary, I understand that, and I'd like you to not interrupt people while they're speaking to ask to be recognized for points of information.
I thought she was through. I beg your pardon.
Okay. Go ahead.
I am through.
Oh, she was through. She was through.
She is now. Anyhow, what's the point of information?
I heard talk of talking to the corporate counsel, which I'm very, very much in favor of. I think all the I's should be dotted, but I didn't hear if that's going to be done. I certainly hope it will be done. I didn't hear.
We would copy him on our recommended process.
Before we send the notice out to people so that he can reply before people are notified?
We will ask him to reply, I would say, by noon on Tuesday. I can also place a call.
Okay.
Please reply. And Bob and I will work on it over the weekend so that it's complete.
Thank you very much.
Move the agenda.
Okay, this is Bob. Can I read one sentence from the bylaws that answers Mary's question?
We're going to have to extend time if we're
going
to. Hang on. No. We're going to extend time formally if we're going to continue on this item.
No.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 more minutes?
Yes.
Yes, there is objection. Will you please call the roll, Teresa?
I'm not pushing to do this. We can move on.
Okay.
Do this by
thank
email.
You.
No
one's asking to extend time.
Move the agenda.
Okay. And then we're going
to
move on. And Sarv, will you please chair this portion of the meeting? I need to drop
Mr.
off
Chair,
the call.
Mr. Yes? Chair, I would like to make an announcement. I did have my husband come.
Can we wait until we can we just do that during the middle of the agenda?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I had my husband count the ballots, and no one has said no. Nathan Moore has been moved to be to step up as a director, affiliate director.
Thank you. Sarv, will you take over chairing of the meeting? I'm going to drop off the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Can Zelina speak, Sarv?
All right. Our next item.
I assume that we know, Mr. Chair, I assume we know what dates are good for the chair who just stepped away from the phone.
He already said Friday.
Next Friday, most likely.
But Serena's trying to speak. I don't know if there was
our next item on the agenda is to set the PNB meeting.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair. I think a member has wished to speak, and perhaps she should have said point of personal privilege, but
I'm asking
that she be allowed to speak.
Point
Thank
of personal
you.
Privilege from Zarina.
Go ahead. Zarina, go ahead.
I just need to ask, do I need to continue on this call? I'm, like, out of the auditorium right now for
no.
this event that I'm...
No.
Okay. No. So I'm
Zarina, is there a preferred date you would have for next meeting?
Yeah.
PNB meeting.
I really cannot do Fridays. But if you do Fridays, I'm not really good for Fridays. But next Friday, if you all are scheduled, I'll try and be on the call.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Zarina.
Thank you.
You all have a nice holiday.
Thank you very much. Bye. Okay. So our next item on the agenda is to set the next PNB meeting teleconference.
Move the meeting to be held next Friday.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
I cannot do that next Friday, so I'm opposed to it, naturally.
All right. So there's only one date that has been proposed so far.
I would propose Monday. The following
Friday.
Monday.
What date is that? Next Friday?
Wait.
That
Sarah,
would
can you
be...
put me on the stack? This is Lydia.
Yeah, just a second here.
Monday
what
the 11th.
What date is the next Friday?
That would be Monday the 11th. Friday is
the 8th.
Okay.
And Monday would be the 11th, and I am proposing Monday the 11th.
Okay, so the date, first date was proposed was 8th, and that was seconded. And the second proposal is for what date, 11th?
Yes, Monday the 11th.
Monday.
I didn't hear a second.
Okay, who's talking there?
This is Rosalinda. I did not hear a second.
Well, nobody heard it either. Don't worry.
For the Monday, okay.
Don't worry. Well, so.
Was it seconded?
I'll second it.
Thanks.
All right, so it was seconded. All right, so we have two dates.
Are you taking a stack?
Yeah, okay.
Lydia?
So okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, the reason we were pushing for next week is, I mean, it's a tight week. Monday, obviously, is a holiday. Tuesday is the coordinating committee meeting who will be discussing the agenda for the meeting, which is one of the reasons to have it. But the other emerging and pressing issue is for the facilitators for the Wednesday-Thursday meetings that have been proposed by the personnel committee, an urgent need to get back to them. And Wednesday is the KPFK LSB meeting, Thursday is the WBAI LSB meeting, and so Greg thought Friday isn't too late. I know I also can't make it. Dawn and I can't make it on Monday the 11th. We have another organizational meeting. But the main thing was the pressing need for the personnel committee to get a green light on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, who's else?
This
anybody
is Rosalinda.
Else?
Rosalinda.
Rosalinda, go ahead.
Yes, I can't do Monday. I'm going to be out of town.
Okay, so you're saying Friday for you, huh?
Right.
Okay, anybody
else? Call
in
from out of town.
Anybody else from the...
Why?
Want to speak on these dates?
This Monday I won't be available. Friday's fine. This is Evelyn.
Can we vote?
We can vote on it, unless you have any objection to any of this.
This is Teresa.
Teresa.
Did anyone propose later in the afternoon of Sunday the 10th?
No one did.
No, I'm not going to meet on Sunday anymore.
Yeah, people were really...
Okay,
no
just one at a time. One at a time. Just let her propose it, and if somebody wants to second it.
Just
Sunday afternoon.
I'll withdraw it.
I would second that. I could attend that way.
Okay, so what we have here now is three dates, 8th, 11th, and the 10th, 10th afternoon.
Can we vote?
So let's go and take, why don't we just go one by one? Let's start on the farthest one out.
Can
Monday
we vote
the 11th.
Can we start the 8th first and Friday?
Point of order, I guess. Normally the last amendment goes first.
Oh, doesn't
first,
matter.
So that would, well, it, but...
All right, let's do that. Okay, let's go to
Teresa.
Let's go to Monday. How about Monday?
Well, the last one was Sunday the 10th.
Oh,
that
Jesus.
Should be what we do.
Mary, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Well,
all right, let's go to okay. Mary.
Okay,
who's this? Okay, now please just be quiet now for a second, and I'm just going to pick a date, and then you can vote it up or down.
Mr. Chair, point
yes,
of information.
Ma'am. Yes.
Can people vote more than once?
Yes.
If several dates are good to them, is it okay if they vote more than once?
Well, they will. They can vote as you go.
Each one is a separate motion.
It's a separate motion.
Okay, let's start with Sunday. Sorry.
Okay, that's good. Just a second. No, just hold it, Rosalind.
Can we just start?
I'm going to go on Monday the 11th. All those in favor? Anybody objection to that?
Yeah.
Monday
to
the
11th.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to do a roll.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
anybody who's in favor of that?
Yes.
And how many besides Mary? Who else?
Well, why don't we just take the count?
No, just Mary. Just talk. Stay to 11th. On the 11th, you are the in favor of it. Anybody
yes.
else in favor of Monday the 11th?
This is Teresa. I'm not opposed.
Well then.
Well, are you in favor of it?
Not.
Yes or no?
I'll say yes.
Okay. So beside those two, anybody else?
Yeah, this is Lauren. If 11th is fine with me.
So that's three. Okay.
Point of, wouldn't it be just faster for Teresa to take the roll and we go
yes,
order, Mr. Chair.
Okay, what's the point of order?
I was just asking you to enforce order. People keep interrupting you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your consideration. All right. Teresa, go ahead and take a roll on Monday the 11th.
Okay. I'm sorry. Lisa Davis. Lisa Davis. Alan Minsky.
No.
Don White.
No.
Lydia.
No.
Teresa says yes. Phil.
No.
Evelyn.
No.
Deb. Deb. Not hearing Deb Shafto. Perhaps she's on mute.
I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes.
All right. Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Ambrose?
No.
AC?
No.
Rob?
No.
Serena?
She's gone.
Okay.
She said she can't meet Fridays, but she...
All right. Okay. Sarb?
No.
I'm sorry, Sarb, you're
no.
chairing.
No, you're chairing.
That's
sorry.
This is where I think he can vote or something like that.
Rosalinda?
No.
All right. Mary Burke said yes.
Mm-hmm.
LaVarne?
Yeah. Yes.
Patty? Patty Heffley? Can't hear you, Patty. Ray?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob?
No.
Lisa? Lisa Davis? Can't hear Lisa. Okay, so.
What became of Patty?
I do not know. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry? The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10,
okay. No. Sure. Moving right along.
So that date is not accepted. Let's go to Sunday afternoon. And Teresa, go ahead and take it all.
And that is September...
September 10th.
10th.
In the afternoon.
And this would be late afternoon after the technology meeting. I believe there's a technology meeting that day.
The time we can...
Yeah.
Take the roll, please.
I just want to make that clear.
Thank you.
All right. Let's start with Alan Minsky.
Sorry, I was disrupted. What are we voting on now?
Sunday afternoon.
Jeez.
Late?
No. With privilege, with prejudice.
Okay. Don White?
No.
Lydia?
No.
Patricia says yes. Phil?
Yes.
Evelyn?
No.
Deb?
Yes.
Rip?
Yes.
Ambrose?
No.
AC?
No.
Rob?
No.
Serena is not here. Sarv?
I'm hearing.
Vote.
I'm sorry, Sarv. Rosalinda?
No.
Mary?
Yes.
LaVarne?
No.
Patty? Patty still's gone, I think. Ray?
No.
Bob?
No.
Lisa? Lisa apparently gone. All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, can we just Secretary, accept the final alternative?
Just a second. Hold it.
Okay, sorry.
So that Sunday is not accepted. So the only one date left here is the Friday, the 8th, and
can
the time preferred is 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
And go ahead, Teresa, take a roll on that.
Okay. Lydia.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Yeah. Lydia, yes. Teresa, yes. Phil?
Yes.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Thank you. Deb? Deb Shafto? Can't hear Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Then move on.
That's a yes. Thank you. Rip?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
AC?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena? Not here, I'm sorry. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Mary?
No.
Laverne?
I abstain.
Hattie? Not hearing her. Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Lisa, not here. Alan? Alan?
Yes, and but I want to...
Oh, that's okay, that's okay.
I got to talk after this.
Don?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and that passes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you
Point
very
of personal
much.
Privilege,
the next
Mr. Chair.
Meeting, just one second, hold on.
Well, can I say this before, because I just voted yes for this. I'm late for the meeting because I work, and then Sonali Kolhatkar has her book opening ceremonies. And so I'll leave early, but I'll be there.
All right. Thank you. The meeting, next meeting, PNB teleconference, is on 8th at 5:30 p.m. So with that, everything
move adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Any objection to moving and adjourning?
No.
Thank
night.
You, Sarv.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Still on.